Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bill. I need
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is AgeOfTheCustomer.com. Ross Kimborowski is our guest. He's a member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of CrowdSpring. Ross, tell us what you do for your customers.
So CrowdSpring helps businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits with design and naming for every stage of their business. We essentially free businesses from high prices, risk, and lack of choice. We have a community of 210,000 creatives helping businesses all over the world with logo design, web design, print design, product design, and naming companies and products. People pay a fraction of the cost, so it doesn't have to cost thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. Projects start at hundreds of dollars. And one of the unique benefits is rather than getting bids and proposals, you get actual designs from which to pick. So it turns the traditional model upside down,
right,
and gives business owners an empowered way to buy logo design and graphic design.
And is that CrowdSpring.com?
CrowdSpring.com, CrowdSpring.com.
All right. So we're talking about small business goals for the new year, and we talked about branding. That's a big one that we landed on quite a bit in the last segment, which was justified. Here's one that it's amazing to me that we even have to talk about this, Ross. Focus on the customer. I mean, why, that shouldn't even be something we need to remind people about, but we do, don't we?
We do, and really this stems from, for me at least, an interesting comment from Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, a number of years ago. When Amazon was making, and continues to make today, a lot of investments in areas that cause it to either lose money every quarter or run at a break-even pace.
Like no other company we know is allowed to do.
Correct. I mean, they have created this aura about what they do that's so different.
They call themselves a tech company, but they act like a merchant.
They do. Someone asked Jeff Bezos, why are you making these investments? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? And ultimately, his answer was, we're focusing on the things that will not change 10 years from now. So, for example, 10 years from now, customers will still want low prices. 10 years from now, customers will still want outstanding customer service.
Free delivery.
These are the areas into which we're investing.
Mm-hmm.
And so ultimately, this is a great opportunity because as business owners, we regularly think about our customers. We take action to help our customers, but we don't really sit down at the beginning of the year and think about ways we can help our customers succeed. And this is a great time to do it because when customers succeed with your service or with your product, they are not only going to be happy customers, but they're going to be zealous advocates for your product. And there's some phenomenal companies that have been able to grow because they have this huge voice among their customer base. We're fortunate to be one of those companies.
Mm-hmm.
Our best source of business are our customers who have a phenomenal project on CrowdSpring for their logo and their new business name, and they go tell a friend or several friends or other business owners.
Right.
Every business has these zealous advocates, but it's really critical to understand how can you empower them? How can you make sure they succeed? Because a lot of times we'll sell a service and then we won't follow up.
That's the biggest, typical business. The most amazing thing, the most blatant failure of businesses, especially small ones, and their salespeople, is not following up on opportunities. And you know where I got that information from? Customers. Customers told me they didn't follow up.
And that's precisely it. So one of the things that most business owners fail to do is to talk to customers directly. So they may have salespeople, they may have marketers, they may have customer service people, who are regularly interacting with customers. But really, if you're running a company, one of the most important things that you can do, and I do this regularly, is talk directly to your customers. So periodically throughout the week, I will actually pop into our customer service tool that we use, and I will answer support tickets from customers. I'll get on the phone with a customer. I want to understand the pain my team is feeling. I want to understand the pain our customers are feeling.
Right.
And if you as the business owner don't know, have not connected with your customer, it's going to be very difficult for you to figure out how to help them succeed, because what you're getting is indirectly from your team, who is obviously trying to convey accurate information, but nothing replaces you getting on the phone with a few customers, you answering emails from a few customers, engaging in dialogue. That's how we've been able to make some substantial progress at CrowdSpring in improving our product,
right,
and solving for those kinds of problems.
Another thing I want to get to, and I want to get about 30 seconds. Talk to us about stop doing what isn't working. Why is this so hard?
Well, so we tend to convince ourselves that everything is working in our business, but the reality is different. There are plenty of things that we as a company, CrowdSpring, do every year and every business center does that just don't work. It may be spending money on unnecessary marketing campaigns. It may be a product line that isn't working. You have to stop those things in order to be able to focus on the things that are working. And part of the problem for business owners, if they don't stop, they get scattered.
It's hard
and
for
they
us.
Really
it's hard for us. It's hard for us to stop doing something. That's one of the issues with all small businesses. Hey, Ross, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Ross Kimberaski, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.